Welcome to your five for today. As a young boy, I was always fascinated by a few artefacts from World War II that were dotted around my grandparents' house. These included large brass shells that had been polished and transformed into umbrella stands, some wooden boxes, an old army belt, and an actual incendiary bomb that had been made safe. I was always fascinated by history and would ask my grandfather to tell me stories from his experiences during the war. Even as a young boy, I recognised that he told me stories reluctantly and that these stories had been somewhat sanitised for my hearing. My grandfather believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as his saviour. As a Christian, at the outbreak of World War II, he didn't want to fight and possibly take the lives of enemy soldiers and in effect usher them into eternity, which they had not been prepared for. He believed, as the Bible teaches, that there are two eternal destinations, a heaven for those that accept God's forgiveness and hell for those that refuse the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour. To avoid being put in this position, he joined up early so that he would have the choice where to serve. He chose to join the medical corps so that he wouldn't have to carry arms. One of the first jobs he was given was to go just outside Bristol on the Downs, and as the bombers flew over from Germany to bomb Bristol, they would send the first wave to drop incendiary devices to light the way, pointing out targets for the second wave of bombers. He, along with a few others, was asked to light fires on the Downs to deflect the bombers away from the city, thus saving lives. Obviously, he, with his comrades, were in great danger. They had to dive into bunkers, pulling sandbags over the door when the bombs were dropped around them. My grandfather served as part of the medical corps in many areas such as North Africa and Italy. He received medals for his bravery. He did not carry guns but stretchers, pulling men from battlefields. His faith in Jesus Christ had taught him to show love to those who had not shown love to him. In fact, he knew that our sins had made us enemies of God. God was not our enemy, we were his. How did God react to our hostility? Did he treat us as an enemy? No, not at all. The Bible says that while we were still sinners, doing the very thing that God hates, Christ died for us. Another Christian relative of mine found himself guarding a German war hero. This man was awarded an Iron Cross by his country for bravery. Some of the other guards treated this man badly, but my relative showed him kindness. As a result, he reacted with gratitude and cut part of the ribbon from his Iron Cross and gave it to him. God's love is immense. Jesus Christ died taking the punishment that we deserve. He expects us to react with gratitude, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour and allowing him to lead in our lives. In the box amongst my grandfather's medals is the piece of ribbon that was given. It obviously had great significance to those involved. When we read the Bible and think of how much God loved us, how do we react? Do we reject him or do we worship him and trust him for what Jesus Christ has done for us upon the cross? Thank you for listening.